Time for sports here on The Tornado. Tornado volleyballer Nicole Schmitz was named to the Under Armour All-American watch list yesterday. Schmitz is the only player from North Dakota to be on the list. Congratulations to Nicole. Let's go over some volleyball scores from last night. We'll start in District 5 where the Carrington Cardinals defeated the Thompson Tommies 3-0. Carrington is now 3-0 overall and they are 1-0 in region play. Elsewhere in District 5, Ellendale falls to 0-2 on the season after they lose to Kidder County 3-0. Edgecullen Montpelier also drops last night's match to Medina Pingree Buchanan 3-0 as well. And then one other score to report to you out of the other half of Region 3 in District 6. It was Linton HMB defeating South Border 3-0. And now let's give you the upcoming schedule tonight for Class A Region 1 football games. And we'll start with the Oaks Tornadoes. They travel to Hatton Northwood to take on the Thunder, a game you can hear right here on 1220 AM and 95.9 FM KDDR. Other games, Northern Cass travels to Sargent County, Oak Grove is at Lisbon, and then Ellendale Edgecullen at Thompson as we begin region play in week number 3 this season. The Twins hang on to beat the Boston Red Sox last night, final score 2-1, and they were given one heck of an outfield assist from Eddie Rosario to end the game.
Now the 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, hit in the air, left field, deep for Martinez towards the wall, and it is off the wall. Rosario plays the big hop, rallies it towards the plate. Here comes Devers. Castro has it. He is out! A one-hop strike from Eddie Rosario. Castro laid the tag, and this series ends on an out-at-home play.
And the Minnesota Twins take the series 2-1. They now return home to take on the Cleveland Indians. And finally, the NFL started its 100th season last night between the Packers and the Bears, and it was a defensive struggle. Green Bay smothers the Bears to a 10-3 victory to start the year.